Warning, the following episode will contain spoilers, as well as cursing. We do this in every episode, so by now you should know. All right, Devo.
Well, they might be just tuning in for the first time. We might have new listeners.
Ugh, you and your theories. Anyways, enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to another episode of We're Waiting for You. I'm your host, Star.
And I'm Devo.
And this week, once again, if you catched our episode from yesterday, is Creatures on Vacation. So you have us both tonight. So good luck with that. And today's episode,
Yeah.
we're going to be. Yeah, you just came out of nowhere with that. Today's episode is we're going to be covering episode 3 of the HBO original series, The Penguin. As well as we were going to be covering episode 4. So it's going to be a longer than usual episode. We decided to combine them both just because of the hurricane that occurred in Florida. So enjoy this today's episode. And just to start off, Devo, where do you want to start off here? Because this episode was jam-packed.
Yeah, because both these episodes, I'm going to kind of put them together because we're kind of reviewing them together a little bit. But we get a little bit of individual episodes, right? Because this one starts out, this is the backstory for Victor, right?
Yes.
And that's what we get, is we get a little bit of Victor's backstory, what he's been doing since the flood, or even before, a little bit before the flood, but why he is the way he is right now, why he has no family. And the thing that really, really, really struck me was I had no idea how devastating the flood was, because in the Batman, they didn't really relay that very well, did they?
Yes and no. We know in the Batman they blew up the walls that was protecting them from the sea, and we saw that where everyone was cornered into this one building during the election. But we didn't know what happened to the rest of Gotham, so that's why I said yes and no. And it was just devastating throughout the entire city, where in this case Vic lost his family, right?
Yeah, but it was just when they showed it in the Batman, it didn't seem like it was water rising, but it was rising, right? This was like a tsunami.
Yes.
Like,
Yeah, this.
holy sh— my
Yeah,
my
this.
my 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 thing I wrote down was, holy shit, that was bad. Way worse than they let on in the movie.
Yeah, I think in this, they took advantage of being able to showcase more of the disastrous event that occurred here. And obviously, in the Batman, we have the Batman fighting, and that's where they wanted to tune in more every so often. But in this one, they gave us the view of a citizen, right? In this case, somebody who was unfortunately a receiver of this tragedy that lost his family. But yeah, I'm in agreement with you that this they showcased that very well in this movie. I'm sorry, in this show,
Just
in this episode.
really just shocking. And obviously, I mean, he loses his family. He loses everything.
His mother, his father, his sister, and they did it very well as an opening scene. We're seeing everything through the eyes of Victor, right? Or Vic. What occurred during at the end of the Batman movie, which was the Riddler's bombing, and how devastating that was towards him. And then they kind of bring us forward to where we're at now in episode 3, how he's trying to cope with it. And he has all these panic attacks throughout the episode, which was it shows you the devastating effect of it.
Did you also notice that he wasn't stuttering as much when he was comfortable?
Yes, especially with his girlfriend, right? Or the girl he was with.
Yes. Yeah. Not when he was around someone that he was comfortable with, he did not stutter that much.
Yeah.
That was a big one for me.
Yeah, I mean, this was really a big episode for Vic because not just that, we see Oz puts him more into, hey, you're my guy, you know? He trusts him more and more, where he gives him all the drugs that they've been leading up to in these series, where it's like, hey, this is the drug, this is what we're going to use, and he trusts him with it. But also, there is a connection between him and Oz as well that they showed. This was definitely 100% a Vic episode.
Yeah, it was a Vic episode, and it really they let on how much I was actually kind of shocked. Did you feel that it was all fake from the Penguin for a little bit? his trying to lead Vic along, like he was using him.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I stated in, I think, believe in the first or second episode where I said, this is the Penguin's motive. The Penguin doesn't trust no one. He doesn't give a shit about no one. But in this episode, they kind of showed that he really did care for this kid. And I was like, holy shit, I completely misread that at the time, because we have the lunch scene, which I thought he was still playing him, where the waiter interrupts Vic and says, oh, the whatever, right? And the steak, whatever. And Oz goes, hey, don't do that. Let the man speak. And that's respect right there, right? And, that's out of
Yes, it
respect.
is.
But on top of that, when Vic wanted to leave with his girlfriend, like, he was devastated. And I was like, holy shit, he really is hurt about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was I didn't expect that. I didn't expect.
Neither did I. And I kind of like that they did this kind of narrative, because it shows you that Oz is, it's prone to this as well.
Yeah, he really did care. And it comes off in the episode numerous times. And that's gonna make, I mean, is Creature was bringing up, it's hard for me to mention something a Creature talked about when he's not here,
Yeah.
but Creature mentioned, this is gonna we're gonna really pull the heartstrings when you have to kill Vic. This is just making this even more,
Oh,
like even
yes.
worse,
Yes, it is, bro. Bro, once again, Vic episode, because this is where he gets his first, what, weekly pay, right? His salary. But on top of that, he does teach him, like, hey, you got to go after what you want. And even there's an altercation with Vic and a cop, and Vic steps up to the plate, kind of going back to what Oz said, you got to know what you want, well, you got to know what you got to do. And he bribes the cop. He goes, like, what money? And Oz loved it when he told him the story, when Vic told him the story. And I was like, holy shit, like, this is gonna be bad. Going back to your point, this is gonna be bad when he kills him.
Yes, it is. It is going to be just, and it's going to be brutal on both sides, because you're going to actually feel that it's hurting the Penguin too.
Agreed.
Like the Penguin, when he does it, oh man, like this is going to be sad for all sides. It's not going to be a pure on betrayal.
No, it's gonna be really bad. And bro, it's this was a really, really well done episode. And we keep talking about Vic, right? But once again, this was, I want to say this was 70% Vic episode, right? But we do have interaction with Sophia and Oz. Like, one of their first scenes, and I put it on my notes here, was Sophia straight to Oz goes, you're driving just like old times. And I was like, wow, that is like a kick in the fucking balls, because Oz was like, yeah, Vic is gonna drive. And she's like, no, it's just you, me, and you, and you're driving, just like old times. And I was like, holy shit, what a way to say you're my bitch.
Yeah, she didn't. She really didn't. She didn't trust him at all.
Yeah, and rightfully so, right? Because we see throughout the first two episodes, or even this episode, that Oz has his own motives. But bro, I want to say this was also more Sophia's episode, because we also see Sophia go against Johnny, and then Johnny goes, I'm not scared of you. Go to Italy, or that's what I tell people is gonna happen. And I was like, holy shit, he is f just coming right out and saying, I'll fucking kill you if I have to. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, the exact line was, in 2 days you leave for Italy, or that's where I'm going to tell people you went.
Yeah, I was like,
That was,
shit.
yeah.
Bro,
This
that
isn't it.
was, wow, that was crazy.
It was a good line, and I love that. I already just said I already love that actor. And yeah, I'm super excited about
Oh,
where
yeah.
that goes, because obviously we'll address that when we do the next episode. But yeah, that's a hell of a line.
No, that was a tremendous line. I mean, even with that interaction, the two interaction between, this was also, a big episode for Sophia and Oz, because there's a lot of action here for them, a lot of double teaming and interaction with other people, like, what was the mob that they were interacting with?
Oh,
Not the Yakuzas,
the triad.
the triads. Yes, so the interactions with the triads, like, they were feeding off the energy of one another, and they were going back and forth, and I was like, oh man, this is great. I love this. I really love the dynamics they're creating with these two. She still has her reservation, because you can see it when she's talking to the head triad boss, that when he interrupted, she was like, oh, I'm not liking this. But she kind of puts him in his place later on as well, where it's like, hey, don't forget,
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you get a couple good scenes. Now, I was a little bit confused. It was titled as an anxiety attack during the little story, but was it that did Vic accidentally interact with some of the drugs that caused that horrible hallucination when he was on the dance floor?
Like, did he take it, or did he
No, like
grab it
just
by his
accidentally,
hands?
because he's carrying so much of it. Do you think it was something that like
No,
he
I don't think so. I think it was just the lights, right? Because you have so many people around you, you have the lights, and he's also has two things on his mind. Do I leave Oz and go? My chick is waiting for me, right? And like, he's having this miniature panic attack because he also wants to tell Oz, hey, I'm leaving, or probably not tell him. But with all the lights and the noise, I think his mind just raced past him, and he was like, fuck. I don't think it was the drugs. At least there was no point that I saw him touch drugs straight on.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think so. I didn't know if maybe when, I know the girl got really close. Maybe she took the drugs and then they kissed or something. I don't remember. But yeah, I mean, that was something that was really vivid. He has a horrible panic attack while he's dealing the drugs in the nightclub, and he has a flashback to the night of the explosions and the flood. And yeah, he has a bad moment, and that also leads to Penguin finding him in the bathroom and finding the text messages that he's gonna be bailing with his girlfriend, and then the balls on Victor to fucking
Hey,
take Penguin's car. Holy
yo,
shit.
yes, that was goes back to what the Penguin told him, right? Hey, you gotta know what you want, you go for it, and he did.
Yeah, definitely.
But I knew he was coming
Yeah.
back. There was no way they were gonna end that episode like that.
Oh, yeah.
I knew he was
They
coming
sold
back.
that really well.
But yeah, that's also the part where we see after the bathroom where Oz didn't take it well. He was at the bar, he was drinking, he was having a bad time. And this is what fucked me up, right? The next scene where he meets up with Sophia outside, you see his eyes teared up, and I was like, oh, okay, he's tearing up because of what occurred with Vic. But the stuff coming out of his mouth, as far as he was telling Sophia, I was buying into it. I was like, this is not a guy trying to lie out of his teeth. This has got somebody who's being serious about, hey, I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't think that was going to happen. This whole time, we don't know the entire story of it, right? Of what occurred, how it went down, how he was involved with Sophia going to Arkham, right?
Correct.
So his breakdown to her was like, holy shit, holy shit. Like, this is great. And then all of a sudden, we get interrupted by Miss Salvatore coming in with her whatever goons or her son or whatever, like breaking up the party here, and puts them both on their
Oh,
knees.
yeah, definitely. And that was kind of dramatic. We kind of get, we get, we got one episode basically, right? We get the closure of episode two, Let's Dance. Penguin and Sophia are together. The closure of episode three is they're not fucking dancing anymore, right?
No, get on your fucking knees.
kind of a dramatic twist, right? And Victor shows up and saves the day. His whole arc is complete. He has now kind of submitted or joined Penguin.
Know what's crazy is that at the end of this episode, and obviously I saw this last week Sunday, was that when Vic goes, what about Sophia? Oz goes, fuck her, leave her. And I was like, holy shit, this is supposed to be his new boss. I wonder what's going to happen in the next episode.
Yeah, and you have this flip moment of Penguin because he thought he was stealing the new drugs idea from Alberto, and it turned out he was actually, sorry, Sophia was actually the one with the, it was her idea, and that's going to lead into the next episode, and that would be episode four.
Yeah. I mean, this whole time, Devo, episode one of this show started off great. And then I saw episode two and I said, so far, this is the best episode. Then I saw episode three and I said, this is the best episode. And I gotta say, the showrunner and the directors are doing a phenomenal job because as soon as I saw episode four, the ending of it, I was like, this is thus far the best episode. And let me say, right out of the gate, you mentioned Devo at the beginning of episode three, which is we got an opening scene of Vic and what occurred to him. Now we get an opening scene of right off the bat where we left off from episode three, where Oz is just being ratted out by Mrs. Salvatore as far as, hey, this is all your plan.
Yeah, and everything. I mean, She only has a few seconds, and she spills that they were working together, and then they spill that it was Penguin who killed Alberto.
Or didn't
That.
she say you wanted us to take, you wanted us to kill him or something like that? I can't remember the exact line, but she says, I don't think she said you killed him, but.
I think it was pretty obvious that the way she said it is that, it was Penguin that did it.
I
Because the
guess.
way Sophia reacts, she that really shook her. She could understand. I think she expected Penguin to fuck her over, but I don't think she expected Penguin to be the, you know what I mean, to be the one, the source of the murder.
The Green Reaper of her brother.
Yes, yeah. I don't think that's what shook her. I think she kind of expected, like, she was kind of smile, not smiling, but she was like, "Fucking piece of shit, you were selling me out to the Maronis." And then you killed Alberto. That's where she snapped. And
Yeah.
that's where I realized that this show is really gonna push the timeline. Like, seriously push the timeline.
They're moving
Because,
fast in this show.
yes, they are. The events are moving very fast, as they will with this episode.
I gotta say, I was not expecting her to find this out until like maybe two episodes later, but they said fuck it. They teamed up for episode three. Now they're on teaming up in episode four because Oz got ratted out, and then she hits her head, blacks out, and then now we get a flashback of what happened to Sophia. And this is where I'm like, holy shit, this series is gonna go fast because now we're getting Sophia's flashback like we got for Vic, and now we know how everything went down. And I gotta tell you, that was fucking crazy.
Yes, it was. We get that Sophia, I mean, well, here's the thing is, do we think she's crazy? Is there gonna.
At this stage, yes, because she can't trust anybody. Maybe it's not crazy, but she is snapped because she can't trust anybody and she cannot rely on anyone because everyone in her life has misled her. Her father, except for her brother. Her brother was really truly there, but her father, everyone else in Arkham, as well as Oz. And we saw early on her flashback in this episode was her and Oz were actually pretty close. Oz was running up to her, getting her, her cigarette lit up, getting her door. And I was like, holy shit, they're pretty close in this.
Yes, they were. And here's the thing. I went and rewatched the Batman again just because I want to get pieces. But it turns out that Sophia is not the Hangman. It's
Correct.
someone else. Because obviously the Hangman murders are going back to before she could be doing it when she was a little girl. And I don't know why I didn't remember this, but in the Batman, Carmine Falcone kills Catwoman's roommate and strangles her, and that's the audio they have.
You just got that
No, I didn't connect it now. You know what I mean?
now?
Like, I didn't connect the hangman to that
Oh,
scene in the movie. I mean,
I see what you're
I
saying.
got the scene in the movie. I knew it was like, I mean, but now it's like, I'm like, who could be the hangman? And then I'm like, oh, and then, the moment, you realize she sees her father, and her father has scratches on his hand. And her father is the one that murdered her mother. And her father is the one that strangles women. And I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of a left field. And then I remembered in the Batman, he does it in the Batman, in the
Yeah.
movie.
He also tries to do it
He's
to Catwoman.
yes.
I love how
And
they kept that rhythm going. Like this guy loves to strangle, but it just shows you the attention to details and the creative storyline they did here because, and this is me, a comic book nerd that knows in the comics, Sophia was really trying to find out who was the hangman in the comics. Now in the comics, Devo, it was Alberto that did all these killings. Obviously, that's not what they did here. They used the father. And that was a great twist. And I didn't want to say that in episode two because I didn't want to mislead you or Creature and just spoil shit. But that's what I thought it was going to be. But no, it was the father. And it was like, yo, this is phenomenal writing and details. I love this.
Yeah, and you get a little more connection with her and Shades. I'm just gonna call him Shades from Luke Cage. I loved him in Luke Cage.
Who's that? Dr. Julian Rush?
Yes, that would be Dr. Julian Rush, Shades. And yeah, they have a nice connection there that starts inside Arkham Asylum, and then it continues to the outside.
I don't, yes, it, they try to have a connection, but at the same time, I still don't trust that motherfucker because he sees all this going down, and obviously this is a city of corruption. But for a guy who pretends to, hey, I'm really looking out for you, like, there was nothing that he was really doing to protect her. And they even say later on in the episode, I had the option to leave because I could, so I left. So you mean to tell me you really want to protect her, but you left her in there? I see it more as she did. I think this is at least the way I took it at the end of this episode, was you were there planted. Because she kept alluding to, like, oh, so you want to protect me? Oh, look, now you got me in your clothes. You got me in your house. Now you're protecting me. And I was like, was he a plant? Or, was he just a person that loves to see people suffer and play, like, I'm trying to help, but I can't card? And I don't trust this asshole. I 100% don't trust him.
So it goes into also, is he's in Arkham, right? He's the basically the number two doctor in charge.
Yes.
Is he? And we're not. He's not a giant actor, but he's a well-known enough actor that if he's not going to be, if he's just going to be a peripheral character in this show, are they going to be using him to introduce other characters that are in Arkham in the Batman movie? Could he be the connection from this show to the movie?
I want to say yes. I was thinking of the same thing. I was like, there'll be a, because I said it during in this episode where he was in Arkham, with Sophia. I was like, this would be great if they have a little arc with him in the movie, just showing him. Because I'm still 100% on board that this guy could be part of that character I mentioned on the second episode. I don't want to say it anymore because I don't want people to think that's who it is, but I 100% believe this is him. And they've been twisting little storylines here and there. This can also be, as far as we know, the new Scarecrow, right? So
Yeah, it could be. I was panning the wall. I was the scene. They walk her through Arkham, and you're seeing the cells. And I was just panning the windows, just hoping to see something. But of course, they didn't. They weren't that nice to us, were they?
no,
They
they were
didn't show
not.
us something cool, you know. But it is what it is. But I really enjoyed the hell out of it, and it ends with a bang, doesn't it?
It does. And
Well.
before we get there, I think I want to take a step back because this was 100% a Sophia episode, and as far as the flashback and what occurred in Arkham, but we find out that she was being groomed to be the fucking next boss, bro. And here's where I say they got really creative with the writing, because it shows where Oz was a part of her going to Arkham, because Oz tried to connect with her and say, hey, you should not be meeting with a reporter. This looks bad. And she told him, she fucking snapped at him and told him, what was it? You're the fucking driver. And if I want your advice, I would have asked you for it. I was like, holy shit. She fucking snapped on that, because I think she snapped, and tell me what you think, but I think she snapped because she was starting to piece together, oh shit, my dad probably did kill all these women and my mom.
Yeah, there is a moment there where we have it's 8 episodes and we are now 4 through. It is gonna really, really gonna have to figure some things out here really quickly. If it is only one season and it's a Penguin specific show, because we now have just complete we're not gonna get any more origin backstory, right?
We don't need it, right? We just don't
I
need it.
don't think so.
We
There's
got
no
the
one
three
else.
people. We got the three main people. Everyone else is as good as dead. They may show little bits and pieces of Dr. Julian Rush. We did get introduced to Magpie, where Magpie is actually a real villain in the DC universe, but she's fucking killed off in this episode. Like, I was not expecting that. But I love the fact they kept alluding to these people within this episode. I mean, I'm with you. They're gonna move now. They got four clear episodes to wrap this up, right?
Yeah.
So, by the way, once again, on the creative side of the story, this is why I'm saying, like, each episode gets better and better. I love how they connected Oz to this, and how Oz was like, listen, I'm sorry, I didn't know that was gonna happen, because he was told by Sophia's dad, just take her home, and all of a sudden he arranged where cops showed up, took her to prison. And you could see it in Oz's eyes. He did not know that was going to happen, unless he's a very good actor. But I truly believe, like, he really didn't know that was going to happen. I was like, holy shit, they fucked him. I already knew what was going to
Yeah.
happen here as soon as that happened, but they kind of fucked them. But one of the things on the creative side that I liked, and they kind of alluded to this in when they did the whole little podcast section at the end of the episode, was when she's talking to her lawyer and her brother. I love how they kept angling the camera from underneath her, right? from like her brother perspective, because I was like, oh shit, this is really good. I loved how I feel like she's fucking yelling at me. And come to find out, that was the whole intent throughout the entire episode. I was like, shit, I didn't pick up on that, but I was so involved in the episode that I didn't think of a lot of stuff. I watched it twice because I had to take notes the second time around. And I was like, people, I was like, holy shit, this is really fucking good. Because as soon as they talk about Magpie, they introduce her, and then they did the whole Alberto really tried, bro. I gotta say, I hated Alberto at the beginning. I was like, yeah, fuck that guy, but he really was like hurt and tried to get her out.
He tried his best, and unfortunately, the only thing that got her out was her father dying, right?
Yeah, I think all that power
Because
was lost at that point.
yeah, that was the he was the one pulling the strings to keep her in there, and then when he was gone, that was it.
Yep,
And now
she
she's
got.
free.
Now she's free, and
Oh, is she
well,
free now?
that dinner scene, I was so happy when she came back, and you could tell, Devo, you knew exactly what was. I thought she was gonna have just men run in there and shoot everybody when that girl went to bed. She fucking took her time. That.
Yeah, I knew.
Go ahead, go
Sorry.
ahead. I'm just so. I love that part. Go ahead.
I was wondering why she was leaving that one window open.
I thought it
And
was because
then.
she was gonna let people crawl in through the window, but
Like a hit squad.
like a hit squad. And I was like, I wonder who she partnered up with. But no, we get something completely different.
No, it was gas. An aerosol air gas that she put into the home ventilation system and killed everyone except for the little girl. That was nice of her not to kill the little girl.
I think she saw
But
some
she will.
innocence, right? Because the little girl was cool with her, and she saw some innocence. She probably knew, I can't be this wicked. I can't kill a little girl, so.
And they describe that in the post show little thing that she is viewed as the hero of the show.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it that far, but
No.
I love the fact that she let also Johnny live. So, oh boy, this is gonna get good.
And she does need him though, and to a somewhat of an extent, she needs him for his structure for the men, because I don't think that they'll follow her still. If she just kills everyone, they're not just all the henchmen aren't just gonna flock to her.
I
But
mean, they could, because it is, it's a DC comic thing, but she also, the way I saw it, I was like, she wants to, one, probably torture Johnny, but also, two, you spoke up because to the Maroonies, so I'm going to use that to my advantage. I don't think he has nowhere else to go, right? He has nothing else he can do because his boss
no.
is dead, and she can't bribe him now with the pictures because they're both dead. So he's like,
Everybody's dead.
fuck. Yeah, he's fucked. He's her fucking pet now.
He is. And I think we're gonna have a lot of fun here these final four episodes. I said last time I wish these episodes were longer. Now I'm wishing that there were 10, 12, 14 episodes, because it's gonna be rough if this thing leaves off in a cliffhanger that'll be resolved in Batman 2. That'll be rough.
That would be rough. I'm hoping. Listen, at the end of this show, I'm expecting Sophia to be dead or back in Arkham somehow, right? Johnny gone. I don't expect Johnny to be alive. And Oz sitting at the end in the Iceberg Lounge as the new king of Gotham. Or branching it off like, hey, you're my goons now. I'm the head of the family. You're working for me. Because what did we get it for this kind of recap for the next episode was that, he has a squad now, a little squad that he's mocking up to go to war. But yeah, I'm with you. I think this is going to be a quick. I mean, we got four episodes, right? They've been moving pretty quick at a great, persistent pace. I love when a show or a movie does a great pace because when you're going way too fast and you don't explain shit, that pisses me off and I'm lost. I hate it. Not lost, but you drive me out of it. But this show has been doing a phenomenal job keeping the pace together.
It has. It's a great show, great writing, great directing. I'm super excited. Like I said, I'm super excited about finishing it. At the same time, I'm also upset that we're not going to get more for
Agreed.
some time.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, I'm with
God,
you.
I
The
wish they
length. Go ahead, go ahead.
I wish they didn't cancel Gotham PD right now. I really would love to see Gotham PD in this same universe.
That would have been a cool little like crossover events they would have had. Who knows
Right?
why? I didn't look into why they canceled it, but I gotta say I'm with you. the length of the episodes are fine for me. I don't need more length time, but the length of how many, I agree, I'm in agreement. I wish we had maybe 14 episodes because they can expand the storyline a bit more without oversaturating it to the point of like, oh, come on, we want to get here, because they've been moving very quickly at a good pace here.
And we've been moving at a good pace in this podcast.
We have. Once again, like we did. I don't know if you listened to the song at the end. I didn't even take a note of it. All I put for the song at the end of this episode was, oh my God, the song hits once again. And I completely forgot
Yeah.
why, and I was matching it up. But it goes with the talent and the care and love they put so far into the show that they really decided, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to do this right. We're not just going to throw something together to match the Batman 1 and the Batman 2 and just put something all on HBO Max. No, we're going to do this right. And I got to say, kudos to that entire team, because holy shit, this is really good. From the lighting, the placement, the directing. I mean, I think we're in agreement, Devil. This is just phenomenal.
It is. It's a great show. Highly recommend it. People get out, support it. You know,
Agreed.
dress like Penguin for Halloween.
Oh my God, I don't, you know, I'm gonna waddle myself out of just like, tell you what, Devil, you can be the Penguin, I can be Sophia for you.
There we go.
I'm gonna
I
slap the
think
shit out
that.
of you everywhere.
Oh, even better. You can
I'm
ride in
gonna
my
say,
back seat.
you should drive, bitch. But anyways, I think that's a good wrap up at this point for this episode. I can't wait for next week on Sunday. And FYI to everyone listening, we are recording this literally about 4 hours after the show aired, and it's just because we want to put something out there just to keep a momentum with the show and just showcase how good it is, because we've been having a great time with the show, and we want to, what's the word I'm looking for here?
We want to piggyback off the all the internet conversation and get our numbers
No,
up. That's what we're really trying
you asshole. We don't want to advocate
to
for it. I want to advocate. You just want to put something for Twitter, which that's your thing, Twitter. I want to advocate for the show. But anyways, what do we have coming up, Devo?
Hot Penguin 5 next.
Yeah. Anyways, hope to see you back next week for episode 5. We're going to continue to do these. So, other than that, thank you and have a great week.
Have a good night.
Good night.